Let's go and talk some Sydney Swans now. Isaac Heaney is joining us on BSB Extra. He's coming off a tremendous season last year. Morning to you, Isaac.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well indeed. Good to talk to you. And look, a five-year contract, that's a big plus for you going forward. You're very much committed to the Sydney Swans.
Yeah, definitely. I think the success and the culture around the club is a club that you want to be at for the rest of my life. I know that, but to sign another 5-year deal is just offers that security, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Well, you talk about success. What about personal success? You don't get 5-year contracts unless you're going along quite well, and you have really the last season was you'll keep the video of last season forever.
Feeling all right and just playing some all right footy as well. So had a good pre-season this year and just ready to get back into games really.
Isaac, you played 24 games last year. I think that tells us that you had consistency, that you were out there, you had momentum, you played forward, you played centre. You had that build-up, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a little patch in the middle where I think mentally and physically got to me a little bit and Force recognised that and just pulled me out for a game, which I needed. And then other than that, I felt really comfortable, especially that later in the year when Force threw me into the midfield. So that's exactly where I feel like I belong. But obviously, I'll just play wherever he puts me.
Just on that point, I mean, the midfield is so strong for you. It's one of your major assets to have, learning off Josh Kennedy and Kieran Jack and those players. It must give you plenty to look forward to into the future.
Yeah, definitely. And this pre-season, I've trained a bit in the midfield, so I really just stuck to Josh Kennedy like glue, and I can tell you what, he's strong. He's seriously strong, and one of those players that you guys would know. He's just a freak player and respected by all, so I thought I'd just stick to him like glue.
Well, that's pretty handy being in the midfield when you've got a couple of blokes up the end there that can slot him through from anywhere.
Yeah, he's put it in front of Buddy, he gets the footy in, and he just does the rest, so...
How is Buddy Franklin? How's the build-up for him going into the big season coming up?
Yeah, he's looking good at the moment. Obviously, he had a bit of a shoulder injury later last year, and then, it's back into it at the moment and looking really fit, actually. Yeah, looking really good.
I'll tell you something, though, Isaac. You played, I think, was it Friday in the heat?
Yeah.
How'd you get through that, mate?
Oh, I tell you what, I think it was about 40 degrees and no wind, so it was ridiculous. And by half time, you were just absolutely cooked. And eventually got through it. No one fell, which was promising. But I think in the end, we were sort of running on a treadmill.
You hadn't left a bag of prawns in the coach's car or anything in the sun there to make you play in 40 degree heat, did you?
Oh no, I don't know what he was doing. He nearly killed us, that's for sure.
Righto, mate. We have to mention it. The grand final last year, is it one of those situations where it is out of the memory bank or is something that is going to burn you for a while?
I think we looked at it, we assessed it, and we've moved on from it. So, I mean, looking back on it, it's obviously not the result and it's still shattering, but like, we can't dwell on things and we've got to move on from it. And looking at this pre-season, I feel like we've moved on from it and we're looking really strong at the moment. We've got some good young talent coming through, which is promising.
How strong is the pre-season side going to be on Sunday? You play at Coffs Harbour there against North Melbourne on Sunday, so we hope there's a good crowd there from the local point of view at Coffs Harbour. How's the team setting up for that one, Isaac?
Yeah, not too bad. I think we play 26, I think, which is massive. So 8 on the bench, and it should be looking pretty good. I mean, there'll be a few players out, and as expected, but I think we should be looking fairly fit and strong, so we'll see how we go when the team comes out Thursday.
And being from Newcastle, mate, you like getting around to these areas and being showing off top class AFL?
Big time. I mean, we love getting up to Coffs. We have a bit of free time there, get to play some golf, and Bonville Golf Course sort of accommodate us there really well, and I think Coffs Harbour is very much like Newcastle in the fact that it's a lot more chilled out than Sydney. It's sort of a beachy suburb and a beachy town. I just love it. Boys get out and we swim every morning and just have a ball up there.
Oh, it sounds like Andrew and I, mate, you know, just committed athletes.
I like playing the golf. That's the main thing. Hey, what about this greyhound that's been going around called Mr. Heaney? Have you learned, Isaac, whether it's named after you?
I honestly have no idea. I saw that on Twitter, and apparently someone backed it, and it wasn't going the greatest odds, but it got over the line first, so... I don't know. I've got no idea. Might have to follow up on that, actually.
Yeah, you might have to. Hey, mate, it's great to have you on BSB Extra this morning. I know you're about to hit the training track in preparation for that Sunday afternoon game. We wish you the very best for the season coming up, Isaac, after signing a 5-year contract. I hope it's a ripper season for you.
Thank you very much.